This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of governments in action, but the propaganda is everything's fine. Dr. Francis Boyle is our guest here for another 5 minutes. Paul Joseph Watson is set to take back over. Our guest authored the U.S. bioweapons law that became international law. So just in the 4 minutes we've got left, Doctor, we really appreciate you synopsizing or boiling it all down into what you really think's happening and the bombshells and this new study you were trying to get into on top of all the other studies you just talked about.
Right. This is the latest study. It just came out this week. Possible origins of 219 nCoV coronavirus. What is significant here, you can get it at ResearchGate. What is significant here is that it is by two professors at the South China University of Technology, their own professor. And their conclusion of this study is that the Wuhan coronavirus leaked out of that BSL-4 facility. So let me repeat, even Chinese scientists are saying now, independently of me, it leaked out. And I believe it was probably an accident that there was one of these death scientists there at the Wuhan BSL-4 facility trying to DNA genetically engineer the North Carolina technology, the Australian technology, HIV, SARS, gain of function together into this super biological warfare weapon and somehow got infected. There's been speculation by these authors that animal residue, or they breathed it in, or something like that. That person then got infected, but since it's asymptomatic, they weren't aware of it. And now, you know, even though they're saying it's 14 days, a British healthcare expert estimated it could be 24 days. So whoever this expert was, this death scientist, went out and around and did his normal life activities for the next 14 to 24 days, and it was spread all around Wuhan.
So they were playing with fire, and they got burned.
Right. They shot themselves in the foot, Alex. That's my assessment at this time, yes. They were using it. I think they were developing it for use against either us or the Russians, and or the Russians. You know, they have a huge border up there.
Yeah, the whole Russian-Sino split.
Right. That's no longer the case today, but still, Russia has a lot of land there, and China, and not very many people.
Sure, they can wipe out the Russians. That's their target. Lebensraum.
And China has a lot of people, and they need more land. So I'm not ruling out it would have been directed.
Sure, China's always been eyeing Russia greedily. All right, well, powerful. If you can come back tomorrow or the next day, we need updates. This is the biggest news ever, and I would just say that. This is unbelievable. The reports, the scientific journals, Dr. Boyle, incredible. What do we call this interview? We're still live. I don't know what to call this once we post it on InfoWars.
Well, Alex, let me also say we can't trust the FBI to do the right thing here. They lied about, they covered up, and they sabotaged the Amerithrax coming out of Fort Detrick. So we are going to have to get some other federal law investigative agencies in here to deal with that North Carolina.
And you've authored the U.S. law on bioweapons, so I think you're quite the authority on that. So, again, please join us again tomorrow or whenever you can, Dr. Boyle. Very powerful information and just amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Alex. And I do hope you can get this out around the world because the mainstream news media in the United States, Europe, has been blackballing me and blacklisting me.
Well, sure, I don't even know what to call this. Smoking gun, Wuhan virus, man-made, spreading worldwide, cover-up. I mean, China bought weaponized Wuhan virus from U.S. Thank you, Dr. Boyle. Paul Watson takes over right now.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted, and he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days, and he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination, and now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. Beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live on this 19th of February edition here on the Summit News Broadcast. We're talking about deplatforming. Of course, people have been deplatformed. On mail servers, on bank accounts, on mortgage applications. Over in China with the social credit score, people have from buying train and plane tickets. But even in China, as of yet, I haven't seen anyone who's been deplatformed from hospital treatment due to wrong thing, due to their opinions, to the way they say things, due to noises that come out of their mouth. And that's the situation that we have here in the UK. Line up on summit.news. UK hospitals to deny care to racist or homophobic patients. What could possibly go wrong? Now I thought about this.
My life is nothing but a comedy.
Orange Man. Still bad. If you rearrange the letters in the name Donald Trump, they spell Plod Turd Man.
So, Orange Man. Bad.
Orange Man destroyed.
Plod Turd Man.
Trump.
Gloom. Bloom.
Cramp.
Riff.
Plod Turd Man.
Karen, I'm home. Did you hear what Drumpf said?
Yes, I heard about Drumpf. Orange Man bad.
Collecting the spare change that falls out of the pockets of all the Santas f***ing each other in the middle of Dwayne Reeves.
This is Jonathan. He needs a place to stay tonight. It's an honor to have you here. We're very privileged and I'm happy to share everything with you.
Plod Turd Man.
You're not laughing? I just made my 1 millionth Drumpf joke and you're not laughing?
The system that knows so much, you decide what's right or wrong the same way that you decide what's funny.
No, by now.
Meanwhile, in the UK, supermarket Tesco had to apologise for telling people not to steal female menstrual products. Women, trans men, or anyone who menstruates should not have to worry about being reported for taking a necessity that I personally believe should be free. Tesco removed signs placed above tampons and other menstrual health products that asked people to report shoplifting of these items in its store in Kensington, London, after the signs caused mass uproar online. The company said it was very sorry for any offence caused and claimed that the sign was placed in error. Shoplifting is now progressive. The contraception shortage in the UK has apparently caused chaos for women wanting to have promiscuous, unprotected sex. Ho's mad.
No, not the heckin' Pillarinos. You don't understand. I need to have promiscuous sex consequence-free. No!
The degenerate hellscape of modern hypergamous relationships that has contributed to record high levels of depression and suicide in young people... That's fine.
No eggs.
Wanting to embrace traditional gender roles and become a trad wife, that's a form of extremism. According to the Institute of Strategic Dialogue, a think tank that partners with national governments, Google and others to, quote, counter hate and extremism in the UK, women who choose to be subservient to men in the framework of a traditional marriage are comparable to the brides of ISIS terrorists. This is where we're at.
Hey, Emma. I folded your laundry.
Meanwhile, UK TV host Philip Schofield was universally celebrated after announcing that he was gay. Fantastic, stunning, and brave. Just a shame he couldn't have been stunning and brave a little earlier instead of lying about it to his wife and kids for 27 years.
I think I have to speak on behalf of all of us when I say that we've got nothing but love and respect for you.
News devoted three of their top four headlines to Schofield's announcement. The Daily Mail offered a running commentary on Schofield's every movement, reporting the monumental news that he had arrived home. The stampede of enthusiasm was so vehement that Buckingham Palace was forced to deny rumours that the Queen had abdicated her throne and that Schofield had been proclaimed king. And as Schofield was being lauded for ending his 27-year marriage, over in Australia, a mother of four was being publicly shamed on national television for making her husband breakfast.
I want to take you back to the 1950s. Brooke Smith shared her routine online. Here's what she said. I always make sure I don't go to bed until everyone's lunches are packed, their clothes are set out for the next day, including my husband's, and the house is clean, dishwasher is on, and a load of washing is on. I always get up early, 4:30, with my husband to make his breakfast and coffee. Go, Brooke. Whatever.
Taking care of your spouse and children within the context of a fulfilling monogamous marriage. The sheer temerity.
Oh, has he hypnotized her or something? Who does this stuff? Making his breakfast and then putting his clothes out of a night? Who does this stuff?
Apparently only ISIS terrorists, brides and tradwife extremists.
My only theory is that she might actually like her husband.
All right, Shemima Begum. Meanwhile, back in London, Sadiq Khan revealed the winner of the award for diversity in advertising. An advert that was so diverse it featured zero white people, celebrating different body types and skin tones which are underrepresented in advertising. Except body types like this, which are underrepresented because you banned them. Strange how the only advertisement seen in London that lacks diversity is the one telling white people to sterilize themselves.
Paul, brother, it is time. You must call out the eggless ones again. They are ruining our birth rates. The sexual revolution and its consequences have been a disaster for the human race.
I am the Eggman.
I like this boy. He likes someone else.
I am the Eggman.
Oh,
I am the Eggman. I am the walrus.
In entertainment news, I'm excited to see Rage Against the Machine's comeback gig at the Capital One Arena, the 11th biggest financial institution in America that helped pioneer the mass marketing of credit cards in the early 90s, enslaving an entire generation with mountains of consumer debt. Fight the power when the avant-garde becomes the guard. Cringe Against the Machine. Woke actress Jameela Jamil was criticized for being cast in an LGBT interest TV show when she's straight. Jamila's response? She suddenly announced that she was queer. Checkmate, bigots. I mean, she's been in a relationship for the past 5 years with musician James Blake, who last time I checked was a man, and before him she had a long-term relationship with another man she described as her first love. But yeah, you're queer now, Jamila. Okay. Next time someone calls me an Islamophobe, I'll just instantly convert to Islam. A Filipino climate activist wrote an article for Vice saying she left the environmental movement because it was too white. The climate movement is overwhelmingly white, so I walked away. The authors of the Emancipation Proclamation are overwhelmingly white, so I continue my life as a slave. Those awful white people and their spins wheel. Trying to save the planet. According to CNN, there are also too many white people attempting to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
So, Riley, what has been helpful to you in combating racism?
I think it's helpful and important to talk to other white people about racism. And I think a lot of people, they don't want to be racist. They don't think that they're racist. But they also don't know some of the things that they believe or say are and can be racist.
Frankly, there's just too many white people in here because it does make some of us POCs uncomfortable when we see too many white people in here.
Broke.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We are live, and I'm going to try this again. We've got a headline up on Summit.News. UK hospitals to deny care to racist or homophobic patients. Of course, over the past 2 years, we've had this massive wave of deplatforming from social media websites, from mail servers, from payment processors, even in some cases from banks and financial institutions. Well, now, in new rules set to take effect in April, and I actually wrote about this a couple of months ago when it was first being proposed, now it's going into practice. By the way, under a Conservative government, this is taking place. Patients deemed to be racist or homophobic will be denied care in NHS Trust hospitals under these new rules. It says, currently staff can refuse to treat non-critical patients who are verbally aggressive or physically violent towards them. Well, now they're going to include and extend that to harassment, bullying, or discrimination, including homophobic, sexist, or racist remarks. Of course, the problem being, just on the face of it, that's ridiculous, but the problem being, all the people getting treatment don't know what racism is in 2020. I'll give you an example. In the UK, older people still use the term coloured people. Of course, it's woke to say people of colour, that's acceptable. A lot of older people over the age of 50, 60, 70 use the term coloured people. That's not politically correct. That's deemed racist in today's modern parlance of politically correct speech codes. What is the line on what's going to be determined to be racist or homophobic? And what is the line on what's going to be determined to be critical and non-critical care? There you see somebody on Twitter joked about it. This is going to be hilarious when a boomer is denied his double bypass because he called someone coloured on Facebook. And there's other examples of this. As Jack Montgomery highlights, in late 2017, an NHS patient who requested a female nurse to carry out a cervical smear complained that when the hospital sent a person with an obviously male appearance, close-cropped hair, male facial appearance and voice, large number of tattoos and facial stubble, who insisted, my gender is not male, I am a transsexual. So are people who are going to ask questions about being treated for female procedures by an obviously biological male, are they going to be called transphobic? Are they going to be denied care? As I write in the article, this is even worse than China's social credit score, which hasn't yet gone so far as to punish people by withdrawing medical treatment if they engage in wrong think. Now, you can be denied plane and train tickets if you criticize the government. As far as I know, no one's being denied actual hospital treatment for expressing wrong think. So again, this is the tiptoe to absolute unbridled totalitarianism. It went from social media websites, it went from deplatforming people from bank accounts, mortgages, now basic hospital treatment. And of course, what is critical, non-critical care? If you're an elderly patient with health problems, it can go from non-critical to critical very quickly. Somebody else posted on Twitter, don't get sick in the UK if you've ever posted grooming gang statistics. That's exactly it. What is the barometer of what will be considered racist? Maybe you've got a social credit score history, I'm talking about 5-10 years into the future, that has deemed you to be racist and deemed you unsuitable for hospital care under these new rules. And again, this is all being introduced under a Conservative government in the United Kingdom. People asked if this was a real story. Yes, it's a real story. This is going to take effect in April. And of course, is it going to work the other way? on non-white people who make racist statements, are they going to be denied hospital treatment, or is this all going to be applied in one direction, I wonder? In a related story, Breitbart reports judge rules against police that acted like Cheka Gestapo Stasi over online transgender jokes. This was a guy called Harry Miller, who's won his High Court freedom of speech battle against Humberside police over his right to make jokes about transgenderism on social media. Now, as far as I remember, he didn't even tweet this. He merely liked a tweet, which was a limerick making fun of transgender people. As Miller himself, an ex-copper, was incensed when Humberside police sent a police officer round his home, bearing in mind we got record violent crime across the entire United Kingdom, but this guy likes a tweet about transgenderism, a limerick. Enough police resources to send a police officer around to his home in order to, quote, check his thinking. That was the term they used, literal thought police, after remarks he had made on Twitter were classified as a non-crime hate incident. Now, the judge has responded to this. He said the claimant's tweets were lawful and there was not the slightest risk he would commit a criminal offence by continuing to tweet. I find the combination of the police visiting the claimant's place of work and their subsequent statements in relation to the possibility of prosecution were a disproportionate interference with the claimant's right to freedom of expression. Bearing in mind that this guy's employer, at the time that this was in the news, or before it was even in the headlines, was given a call by the police and asked if any transgender people were working in his place of work because they might feel unsafe because he liked a limerick on Twitter. The judge continued in his statement, "In this country, we have never had a Cheka, a Gestapo, or a Stasi. We have never lived in an Orwellian society. Well, they're literally arresting mothers in their own kitchens with their babies next to them for saying that biological men are men on Twitter, so I would argue that that's somewhat Orwellian, beyond anything Orwell could ever imagine. However, the court ruling is unlikely to resolve much because the judge did not accept Miller's wider challenge against the College of Policing guidelines on hate crime. These define a hate incident as any non-crime incident which is perceived by the victim or any other person to be motivated by hostility or prejudice against a person who is transgender or perceived to be transgender." So they investigate it if the victim perceives it to be a hate incident, not based on any impartial, objective evidence or eyewitness statements whatsoever. If the victim perceives it to be a hate incident, then it's logged and investigated as one. And of course, you've seen the behavior of people like Jessica Yaniv over in Canada. Of course, people who claim victimhood status and wrap it in themselves as a form of identity, as a very means of existence, of course they're going to claim that anything that offends them is a hate incident. Police get called out, not like we have record stabbings across the country. Article continues, "Clearly, if one of the plans of the Boris Johnson, Dominic Cummings, Priti Patel, Law and Order faction in the new administration is to restore common sense to the English justice system, much work still needs to be done to strip out the entrenched political correctness introduced during the Blair years." Not only are they not stripping it out, they're advancing it. They've literally just passed rules that say if you're perceived, again, it's all about perception, to have made a racist statement while you're visiting hospital, then you can be denied hospital treatment. So they've done nothing to roll it back and everything to entrench it even more. And yet they still have the temerity to call themselves the Conservative Party. We're going to come back in the next segment, talk about new stats out of Paris, which reveal that nearly half of all criminals in some areas of Paris have a migrant background. We're also going to get into the latest on the coronavirus outbreak and more. Summit.news will be back. Don't go away.
3 weeks ago, we told you that the Pentagon had set up secret quarantine centers for the coronavirus and that they believed it was much more serious than we were being told. Now we know that that is the case. And we know the federal government and major corporations have been buying up all the major storable food supplies around the country. Almost everyone else is sold out. But our supplier, My Patriot, InfoWarsStore.com, still has their entire line of high-quality fresh food. And it's fresh. That's why you have to wait 10 to 14 days for it to get delivered. Not because they don't have the food, but because they've got to package it and their factories are going 24 hours a day. High quality, fresh food, the best package systems, tastes great, protects you and your family, and funds the InfoWar. You just got to get the orders in until they extend it out even more, which could happen. Lock in your orders now, ensure you get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back. And we have a headline up here on nationalfile.com. Reads, TPUSA's cringe meme guy once made video comparing Trump to Mussolini. In fact, I tweeted something in relation to this earlier about the MAGA types. The MAGA types of 2020... There's gotta love how the MAGA movement is completely comprised of everyone who hated Trump in 2016, while everyone that loved him has been locked out and publicly shamed. Now, of course, there were many of us who were somewhat reluctant to jump on board the Trump train back in early 2016 until we figured out, you know, that it was a real America First movement. A lot of people who eventually glommed onto that movement have a very distinct history of despising, in some cases, trashing President Trump, and this is one of them. And by the way, if you don't know, there has been a huge war between what is termed conservative ink, what is termed the Groyper movement, in terms of trying to push conservative ink towards embracing truly conservative principles. That has been a big turf war over the past 3 or 4 months. TPUSA, and they have a sister organization in the UK called TPUK, and again, all the people in that organization, many of the people at the top of that organization are not bad people. Some of them are my friends. Some of them later got out of that whole movement. But again, they're so paranoid about optics that in the case of TPUK, right at the beginning of it, and this came out a couple of days ago on a Twitter account called Grifter Watch, they had a list of people right at the start of this movement in the UK, the UK version of it, back, I think it was 2018, early 2019, who they could not associate with. Guess who was on that list? Well, yours truly, Sargon of Akkad. Other, what would be described as centrist YouTubers, and in fact, at the very start, TPUK wanted to disassociate themselves with Nigel Farage. That's how nervous they were about being smeared by the media, by the left, as too right-wing. Of course, Nigel Farage has probably been the most instrumental politician in the UK for decades and decades. So that illustrates how nervous they were right at the start. I don't really care if they want to disassociate from me. I wasn't associated with them in any official capacity anyway. But the fact that they were scared of being affiliated with Nigel Farage probably tells you everything. TPUSA has some of the same problems. We've had people like Nick Fuentes on the show to discuss that. Well, now it's emerged that TPUSA's cringe meme guy, Benny Johnson, by the way, this is a guy who gives interviews where he says, we need to connect young people to politics because they're disconnected to politics because they find it so opaque, so boring. So the way to do it is to hook them in by combining the politics with the memes, by reaching young people with the memes. The problem is, you have to use memes that aren't dated and only recognized and understood by 50, 60-year-old boomers. Now, don't get me wrong, we love our boomers, but there's literally a video of this guy and others. For example, at the TPUSA event in Florida, I think it was December last year, where he gets up on stage, but before he gets up on stage, they play a video intro where he's saying that the left can't meme, and he's literally stood in front of this graphics projection of a bunch of memes from 2016. Like, it's probably time to update the memes at this point. They post memes on their Instagram page of the Riddler from a movie that's literally like 50 years old and will not be recognized or understood by anyone under the age of 40 or 50. So if you're going to connect with the young people via memes, probably time to update the memes. But a lot of these people have been caught as being grifters because back in 2016, they were firmly against President Trump, only later jumped on the bandwagon, mainly to create careers for themselves. In the UK, we've had people jump on the Conservative Party bandwagon, again, pretending to be pro-Brexit, pretending to be true conservatives, when in fact they're just grifting because they want to embed and ingratiate themselves into social circles and into conservative ink, into the Conservative Party establishment. But if you go back on their tweets, and even not that far back, in some cases, their true ideals are, and their true alignments are, well known and in fact very concerning indeed. Now, a 2016 video made by Turning Point USA's chief creative officer comparing President Donald Trump to Italian fascist dictator Benito Mussolini has resurfaced on the internet, and this was posted earlier today. 4 years later, after his sudden departure from the Daily Call, after his ethics were called into question, Benny Johnson works for the allegedly pro-Trump TPUSA. And then it talks about the Groyper Wars. But then it talks about this meme where he's literally on his own Facebook page in 2016 comparing Donald Trump to Benito Mussolini. And this is one of the head guys now at TPUSA, apparently via the medium of memes, trying to get Donald Trump reelected. Now, beliefs can change, ideals can change. The tactics certainly haven't changed, and if you're using memes from 2016, if you're using memes from 50-year-old movies about the Riddler, not really going to connect with young people. Jaden McNeil tweeted, Benny went from attacking Trump to Conservative Inc. Gatekeeper, remind me, who are the real conservatives again? Now, it's interesting because they will use the same rhetoric, the same language that they used against Trump in 2016. They'll use that same rhetoric, those same smear tactics, those same false denunciations against people in this America First movement in 2020, despite the fact that all those people in the America First movement were actually behind the great meme war of 2016. Now they're being thrown under a bus by Conservative Inc., who, if you go back to their own Facebook profiles back in 2016, were trying to throw President Trump under the bus using some of the very same rhetoric that they're using now against people that they deem to be too right-wing. So again, how paranoid do you need to be at this point when an organization like TPUK was scared of embracing Nigel Farage into their political movement, not in 2016, not in 2015, but in 2019. And of course, he later went on to be a spokesman for that TPUK movement, but not before they were concerned about associating with him. So, you know, really makes you think, really makes you think. In terms of what's going on with the coronavirus, we had two deaths in Iran that were announced early today. We've also got this headline from Zero Hedge. Shocking video shows quarantine violators being herded into re-education camp. Of course, last week I highlighted a video where the detainees at the quarantine camp were being forced to perform dance maneuvers. Nothing more Orwellian than that. We've now got a video in this Zero Hedge article which shows them being paraded around some kind of medical facility. And they're being asked to shout, Qing Shan stay strong, which is obviously the area they're from. But they're being forced to sing loyalty songs to their local government, their local area, as they're being herded into a detainment camp. Meanwhile, Wuhan mother speaks out, no beds, no medicine, all lies. And again, this comes back to the central question of China lying about the severity and the source of the outbreak. We had a major report out of a prestigious trusted university in China a few days ago saying that the source of the coronavirus was this Biosafety 4 biological lab that situated 200, one of their facilities was situated 280 meters from that meat market, which we were told was the alleged source of the coronavirus outbreak. This prestigious university study conducted by biological scientists found that it was actually the biolab facility situated 280 meters away. So a lot of people in China are still trying to get this truth out, trying to claim that the severity of the outbreak is way worse than they're being told by the Chinese Communist Party. Meanwhile, as I'll get into after the break, the WHO and social media companies continue to crack down on, quote, misinformation about the coronavirus. Again, solidly trusting whatever the Communist Party out of China is telling them. Don't go away. Summit.news. We'll be back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi! Did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi! You have high cholesterol! Hi! You're fine!
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi! There's so much pain!
Our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live. Going to get into a few final news stories here in a second. First, though, I want to direct your attention to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have yet again a raft of great discounts, including Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We're offering this great product at 40% off right now. The platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulations has arrived at Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Start giving your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and then the beneficial compounds that it needs for optimum health. 96% positive ratings. Not short of ratings either. 1,856, 4.8 review on that. You can also get a further 10% subscription discount with auto ship. And, of course, that means you don't have to keep remembering to reorder the product when you run out. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion available, the advanced multivitamin formulation, for 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have things like the Ultimate Fish Oil Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, And, of course, the InfoWars Protein Life bars, all available at discount right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support has enabled us to continue to thrive and survive in the era of deplatforming, so we really appreciate your support, and please get the products right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Headline on Summit.News, news stats reveal nearly half of all criminals in Paris ghettos have migrant background. Of course, the very existence of no-go zone ghettos was denied and debunked as a conspiracy theory by much of the media for several years at the height of the refugee crisis. Well, now, according to newly released statistics, in some areas of Paris, almost 50% of criminals have a migrant background. This is out of French newspaper Le Figaro, mainstream newspaper, which reports that in certain departments the number of foreign-born criminals is as high as 47.6%. These figures are from the National Observatory of Delinquency and Criminal Responses, reveal that crimes carried out by unaccompanied youth increased by 22.7%. This is from 2016 to 2019, right after that wave of migrants poured into cities like Paris. And you noticed the difference. Believe me, you noticed. In fact, I remember going to Paris in 2015 and going back in late 2016, and the difference was very noticeable. For example, pickpocketing offences committed by younger migrants have risen from 15.8% in 2016 to 31.7% in 2019. So you're talking about basically doubled. Burglaries in Paris carried out by young migrants rose from 2.1% in 2016 to 13.1% in 2019. That's a massive spike. While foreign youth involvement in violent robberies also surged from 4.8% in 2016 to 16.6% in 2019. Of course, France, like the UK, has a massive problem with knife attacks and violent crime in general. And the stats also revealed that 120 knife attacks occur in France on an average day, with 44,000 victims of knife crime being reported every single year. So France continues to enjoy its cultural enrichment. Meanwhile, a new study, or a survey to be more accurate, it's an online survey, finds people who identify as left-wing more likely to have been diagnosed with a mental illness. The data speaks for itself. This was a survey carried out by Slate Star Codex, an online survey website, which collected a wealth of data from people, and I looked at the questions. There were probably like 200 questions in this survey. Asked them to identify their educational, demographic, lifestyle, and political views, and then asked them if they'd been formally diagnosed with depression, borderline personality disorder, bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia. And it found that people who occupy the left-wing political positions, the more extreme, the more correlation, tend to have more likely to have been formally diagnosed with depression, borderline personality disorder, bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia. This is a trend that I noticed years ago, with people on Twitter, especially people in the UK, who would viciously attack me for my tweets and my videos. It was stunning how, when I researched the history, the background of these people, they all had massive problems with depression and mental illness. Now, God forbid, I'm not saying that mental illness and depression isn't a big deal. With opioid abuse at record levels across America, of course it is. But in every single case, I noticed that these people had massive problems with self-loathing, and there seems to be a correlation between people who have problems with self-loathing and people who identify as left-wing. Try and figure out what causes that correlation. The results show that the highest percentage of respondents, 38%, who admit being diagnosed with forms of mental illness, also identify politically as Marxist. In comparison, just 12.1% of conservatives say they've been diagnosed with a mental disorder. And as I state in the article, while the survey is by no means scientific, it does give an insight into how disturbed people are more likely to be attracted to fringe leftist beliefs, which in a lifestyle sense, and by the way, these people were asked to map out their lifestyles, their behavior, usually encourage degeneracy and a lack of moral responsibility. So no doubt that self-loathing people tend to more identify with left-wing beliefs that give them a free pass to jettison any sense of moral responsibility and, of course, live their lives claiming that they're depressed, that it's an outside force causing them to behave in certain ways. That's why they're attracted to left-wing beliefs. It was a survey of 8,000 people. It was by no means a small pool in that survey. Meanwhile, after failing with Worm Burgers, Norwegian grocery chain to launch Cricket Burgers. The first trial failed. Now they're going to go back and say, well, people didn't want to eat worms. Maybe they'll want to eat crickets. And who knows? I mean, as I saw in this article, there was a Mexican restaurant in Soho, New York City, where the cricket burgers were apparently a surprise hit, in the words of the New York Post. Of course, we know why they're promoting eating bugs and eating worms, because our standard of living is going to be dramatically reduced if they get in these global warming Green New Deal programs, if they successfully demonize the meat industries, the milk industries, and force us all over to this high protein and oh so trendy diet of eating things like mealworms and bugs. Well, now in Norway, supermarket Meny, this is the supermarket chain in Norway, scrapped the idea of worm burgers after insufficient demand, imagine that, but seem convinced they can stir up enthusiasm for people to chomp down on insects. Horn Hein, who's the communications manager of this company, told news website E24, quote, "It is difficult to see whether Norwegian consumers are more open to insects in a burger than bread, but the link to testing alternative protein sources such as insects is probably more closely linked to a burger. And the crickets contain 60% protein. It's very easy to create the burgers. They just grind down the crickets and mix them with flour, make them into a bug patty, and serve it to their consumers. They made some of the staff for this Meny corporation test the cricket burgers, and apparently they were very appetizing. The respondents to the article didn't seem so enthusiastic. One of them said, there's no chance in hell I would eat this. Another one said, no boycott is needed because there won't even be any sale. So according to the respondents to the article, not so keen on the cricket burger, but they're going to try and trial it in that grocery supermarket chain. We'll see what the result is. Good luck. Good luck. Meanwhile, Berkeley tells students not to post racist coronavirus memes. This is out of the University of California, Berkeley, that's telling students not to post memes about the coronavirus, asserting that fear of the epidemic is rooted in racism. It's not rooted in the fact that 70,000 people, based on the Chinese Communist Party's official numbers, which is probably way underestimating it, or straight up lying about it, it's not based on that. It's not based on the fact that 2,000 people have already died from the coronavirus. No. According to Berkeley academics, fears about the coronavirus are based on, quote, an assumption that the West, particularly Anglo-American Christians, should dominate the world. So if you don't want to catch the coronavirus, basically you're a white supremacist. And the biggest problem with all this, as the WHO itself has suggested in now two separate press releases, is not the spread, the potential global pandemic nature of the coronavirus. It's social media memes and GIFs. Now, Berkeley is telling students if they post social media memes and GIFs, that will only provoke more racism. So again, spread of coronavirus, protecting yourself, washing your hands, preventing a global pandemic, that might be somewhat important. What is more important is not offending somebody and hurting their feelings with those dastardly bat soup memes. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room is coming up next. Breaking news at summit.news.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.